Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Glad we have Jordana Miller back with us, ABC News in Jerusalem. She's our great correspondent on what's going on in Israel. Jordana, you gotta sum it up for us. Is it Bibi blinked? I mean, what happened here? I mean, a guy with so much bluster and you know, trying to, you know, portray himself as so strong, all of a sudden he says, okay, I'll put this whole thing on hold after all days and days of protests. What's the bottom line here, Jordana?
Well, the bottom line is that, you know, this sixth time of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu leading the country is unlike anything we've ever seen. He's not in control the way he used to be. And after weeks and weeks of protests and his own coalition partners refusing to make compromises and his defense minister essentially defecting, he really had no choice. And there was just a lot of pressure put on him. So he backed down for now. And he says, you know, he's going to take a pause. He's going to sit down at the table and try to talk with the opposition and craft some kind of compromise. And then he will, you know, resubmit some of the revised laws in the next parliament. We'll have to see if that really happens. I mean, there really aren't a lot of people that trust Benjamin Netanyahu these days. So it feels like the pause button has been hit, but it's unclear what really could come next.
Jordana, he's had to deal, and he's used to his political advantage, the hardcore Orthodox right wing in Israel before. How come this time he gave in to a demand that he must have known was going to incite people in Israel? And he was able to keep that demand sort of off the table for many years. Why did he cave this time to them?
Right. Well, first of all, he had to cave to them to get back into power. I mean, the judicial reforms were actually detailed and written out in his coalition agreements. So without allowing them to pursue the radical changes to the judiciary, he simply wouldn't be able to put together a government and be in power. So that's number one. Number two, for the first time, Netanyahu may benefit from these judicial reforms, which ideologically, as you said, he's been opposed to for many, many years. But now he's on trial for corruption. He could go to jail. And these changes will allow him to, you know, there's no question now, it will impact his trial. It will help him, for example, stack the courts, the appellate courts, in his favor if he is convicted and his appeal goes up, you know, if he appeals the case and that's heard. I mean, there's very significant, he'll be able to create under, if these reforms had passed, he would have been able to create a new position of chief prosecutor, separate from the attorney general, who could look at his case and say, oh, we're throwing it out. You see, so there's an array of factors that kind of came together. But I think this is also Benjamin Netanyahu's least impressive role, least impressive premiership so far. I mean, he has been unable to control the message, and he misread or was detached from the public in a way that, you know, he did not predict that there would be so many people in the streets, you know, protesting his moves. He did not predict that even it would penetrate through the military to the highest levels, including the defense minister. So, yeah. And firing him, you know, they talk about it here today as his Nixon moment, you know, where he just radically misread the political map.
Yeah,
and
Saturday night massacre over here, and this was
right.
a Sunday massacre. Hey, Jordana,
right.
So when he hit the pause button, did people leave the streets, or are they still protesting?
So part of the protesters are going to stay in the streets anyway, because they believe, you know, that, you know, all of these reforms are there's nothing meaningful in them, and they should all be scrapped. So Netanyahu is saying, I'll revise them. There's a huge section of the population here who doesn't want any tinkering of the judicial system. I mean, there is an argument to be made that the Supreme Court in Israel is probably the most powerful Supreme Court in any democracy. But that's, and it does need to be, there are some changes that need to be made. Having said that, those are the kind of changes that have to really be carefully thought out, because Israel doesn't have, you know, so many checks and balances. There's not three pillars of government here.
Right, there's no
constitution. So, you know.
Interesting.
There are still going to be protesters.
Jordana, we love having you on to try to sort through this. It's always difficult for us to know exactly what's going on, but you've got your finger on the pulse. So, Jordana Miller, we appreciate it. ABC News.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Jordana.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. They don't even have a constitution. So it really is. It's wild. And Netanyahu, of course, is also on trial for corruption. So it's quite a multi-layered story. And when we return, there's a new poll on Trump versus DeSantis in New Hampshire. Our White House correspondent, John Decker, has it. And it's coming right up after the news. It's 7 o'clock.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.